Pre-woke LeBron James warned his children not to automatically think it's us against the police. By Warner Todd Houston on April 29, 2021. Before ultra-woke NBA star LeBron James was railing about the broken system and targeting police officers with tweets, he was telling his kids not to disrespect the police. Last week, the LA Lakers star tweeted and then deleted a message targeting an Ohio police officer with the officer's photo and the caption "You're next." The tweet came in the aftermath of the Micaiah Bryant shooting in Ohio. However, James suffered a massive backlash to his tweet, and he quickly deleted it and then posted a lame excuse for his actions. James has recently been a loud voice on the far left attacking America and the police, but he wasn't always so belligerent on the topic. Indeed, back in 2015, LeBron James was touting a different idea about the police. 6 years ago, James told the media that it isn't us against the police. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, James said that he had the talk with his sons about how they should conduct themselves when confronted by a police officer. The talk is, you be respectful, you do what's asked, and you let them do their job, and we'll take care of the rest after. You don't have to boast and brag and automatically think it's us against the police, James said. The NBA star added, I've had one or two encounters with the police in my life that were nothing. But sometimes, you just got to shut up. It's that simple. Just be quiet and let them do their job and go on about your life, and hopefully, things go well. This sentiment of being respectful to the police doesn't seem to comport with a caption tweet that reads "You're next." Not seem to comport well with his more recent comments. In January, for instance, the LA Lakers star exclaimed that we all live in two Americas, and insisted that blacks are still chained, beaten, hung, shot to death because of the color of their skin. James continued, alleging that the Capitol Police would have shot the January 6th rioters had they been black. If those were my kind storming the Capitol, what would have been the outcome? And I think we all know, James added. There's no ifs, ands or buts, we already know what would have happened to my kind if anyone would have even got close to the Capitol, let alone storm inside the offices, inside the hallways. Last September, he claimed that black women are the most disrespected people on earth. That same month he attacked the U.S. justice system and said that Breonna Taylor did not get justice after dying in police custody. He also refused to comment when two police officers were shot down in Los Angeles last year. Apparently, he has no problem attacking police if the left claims they are wrong. But when police are the victims, King James doesn't care.